You're listening to Cap Radio News. Vice President and former California Senator Kamala Harris recently claimed one-third of all small businesses have closed during the pandemic. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked that and other statements in his Can You Handle the Truth segment. He spoke with Cap Radio's Randall White.
Chris, when and where did Vice President Harris make this claim?
She made it during a TV interview that aired this week on MSNBC, and she was talking about the toll the pandemic has taken on small businesses.
This is one of my areas of focus. I care so deeply about this, which is, one, let's just be clear about where we are. Half of America's workforce works for a small business or owns a small business. Sadly, during the course of the pandemic, one-third of our small businesses have closed.
One-third of all small businesses have closed. Wow. So is that correct?
It really is a stark figure, and we found a couple of sources that do support her statement. A spokesperson for Harris pointed to a Harvard University project called the Economic Tracker, and that's an online platform that provides data about real-time economic trends. It uses things like financial transaction activity to determine whether a business has closed. And as of this week, the tracker shows there are 37% fewer small businesses open nationwide compared with a couple months before the pandemic. And that share was slightly higher in California at 39%.
Where else did you look to fact check this statement?
Well, the Small Business Roundtable, which advocates for small businesses, published a survey in May of last year that also supports this claim. At that time, 31% of small businesses reported that they were not operating, and those faring the worst at that time were hotels, restaurants, cafes, and similar businesses.
Did you find any sources that contradicted what Harris said?
The Federal Reserve Board published a study in April that offers a slightly different but more hopeful perspective. It found there certainly were a lot of business closures over the past year, but fewer than expected ended up as permanent business closures.
Finally, Chris, PolitiFact checked out a widely shared and, we should note, inaccurate social media post about Vice President Harris and President Joe Biden. What did it have to say?
That's right. This was a Facebook post that claimed Biden and Harris, quote, did not say one word about American troops, veterans, or fallen military on Memorial Day. And Randall, that post is simply incorrect. The post points to tweets that Biden and Harris sent out a couple days before the holiday that do not mention the military, but both over the weekend made statements honoring military members and their families. Biden and Harris participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, and Biden spoke at a Memorial Day ceremony in Delaware.
Even last year in those early dark days of the pandemic, Jill and I didn't want to let Memorial Day pass like every other day, and there was no event here, but we came to lay a wreath at the plaza. It was the first time we did any sort of event since the lockdown had begun in March because we were determined to honor the fallen.
In the end, PolitiFact rated the claim on Facebook as false.
Cap Radio's Chris Nichols speaking with Randall White. Full versions of all our fact checks are at capradio.org/politifact.